Most senators and assembly members will not be present in the chambers, but they'll remain in their offices and in some cases their homes, voting remotely. A few will come to the Capitol in person to run the proceedings on the floor. It will be the first session held since the state budget was approved in early April. The legislature has held two hearings remotely to assess the impact of the coronavirus on small businesses and on minority communities.
Sorry for the delay. We had a little technical trouble.
The assembly chair of the Cities Committee, Edward Brownstein, co-chaired the hearing along with Senator Robert Jackson, who is chair of the Committee on Cities in that House. Jackson says there's a lot for lawmakers to consider.
This feels like too large a topic to cover in one day, even in what may be a long, long, long hearing. So I hope you brought your breakfast and lunch and dinner.
Advocacy groups are not allowed in the building, which has been closed to visitors since mid-March, but they have held events on Zoom and other mediums to call attention to bills they would like to see addressed.
I want to thank everyone for joining us.
Rodney Holcomb works on criminal justice policies for Forward U.S. He joined prisoners' rights groups. They are seeking to make it easier to release inmates over the age of 55 who have served most of their sentences. They say it's even more urgent during the pandemic when the virus can be more easily transmitted in the communal prison settings.
We learned that over 81% of the people who died since the outbreak of COVID-19 in New York State prisons are people of color, despite them making up a much smaller share of the incarcerated population here in New York.
So far, there have been no major outbreaks of the virus in state prisons. Assembly Republican leader Will Barclay is eager to get back to work. Barclay, who's in the minority party in the chamber, says Democrats who lead both houses have been ceding too much control to the governor. Barclay spoke from his home via Skype.
It's almost like we're all sitting around waiting for the governor to kind of give a proclamation every day when he does his press conference what's going to be next. And I don't think that's a good way to govern.
Barclay says he knows the governor and his team had to make decisions quickly in an emergency, but he questions the logic of some of the policies, including keeping big box stores open while small retailers had to close, and reopening beaches over the holiday weekend, but limiting Memorial Day ceremonies to just 10 people. He says lawmakers would like to know more of what is behind the decision making.
There has to be more transparency, and there has to be a little bit of pushback by the legislature on this.
Barclay says the legislature also needs to be more proactive in examining what might have gone wrong in the state's nursing home policy at the height of the virus, where there have been high rates of death. And he says the state's unemployment insurance system, which has been overwhelmed by over a million applications from jobless New Yorkers, has become the target of hundreds of complaints and bears examination. The government reform group Common Cause has been urging the legislature to return or to conduct hearings and sessions remotely. The New York City Council and most local governments have already been conducting remote sessions for weeks. Executive Director Susan Lerner says the state lawmakers' decision to return is a positive development.
They're a co-equal branch of government, and in a democratic society, the governor just does not run New York by himself.
Cuomo, who in mid-March castigated the legislature for adjourning, lately seems content to have lawmakers out of the Capitol. But he says he's consulting the legislative leaders about the decisions that he's making.
I'm not taking actions that I'm not talking to them about. They're raising issues with me. I think we have to look at this. I think we have to look at this. So they're very much engaged in everything that we're doing.
Cuomo says legislators have been busy in their districts helping constituents and are working harder than ever. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.